Asimov explains why there is much more in intelligence than just being able to score high on intelligence tests. What is intelligence anyway? By Isaac Asimov. What is intelligence anyway? When I was in the army, I received a kind of aptitude test that all soldiers took, and against a normal of 100, scored 160. No one at the base had ever seen a figure like that, and for 2 hours they made a big fuss over me. It didn't mean anything. The next day I was still a buck private with KP as my highest duty. All my life I've been registering scores like that, so that I have the complacent feeling that I'm highly intelligent, and I expect other people to think so too. Actually, though, don't such scores simply mean that I am very good at answering the type of academic questions that are considered worthy of answers by the people who make up the intelligence tests, people with intellectual bents similar to mine? For instance, I had an auto repairman once who, on these intelligence tests, could not possibly have scored more than 80 by my estimate. I always took it for granted that I was far more intelligent than he was. Yet, when anything went wrong with my car, I hastened to him with it, watched him anxiously as he explored its vitals, and listened to his pronouncement as though they were divine oracles. And he always fixed my car.